Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, of course. Football's back. The Chiefs are two-time defending Super Bowl champions. They're the favorite to win the Super Bowl again. They're the best team in the NFL again. Like, yeah, why am I not going to be excited? They got the best quarterback in the league, the best coach, et cetera.
It hit me a little bit yesterday, but definitely waking up this morning, it definitely hit me that, all right, all the talk and everything like that, the expectations and the questions, and this is a team that doesn't really have that many questions, frankly, heading to the start of the season. Like, all of that doesn't matter here in a couple of hours when they get this thing going. And, you know, the fun of just knowing one way or the other, the overreaction or anything to this evening's game on both sides, for the Ravens,
sure,
for the Chiefs, like, so much is going to be made of this. We all remember, as you said,
they always feeling, make it seem like it's like, oh, this team's gonna do it all.
The feeling after losing to Detroit, we all know that stunk, and then you fast forward and the Chiefs found themselves in a Super Bowl and won a Super Bowl. So they just remember that. But heading into this one, the reason why there's not, I think, you know, a year ago, there was the almost worry to a certain extent heading in because you knew you didn't have Kelce. You knew you didn't have Chris Jones. And so
sure. In
the back of your mind, even though you were confident, you still knew.
It feels good.
You're like, oh. There is nothing surrounding tonight's game that should make you feel anything but excited. Because, yeah, Hollywood Brown, it'd be great if he was available. But we've known for weeks now that he wasn't probably going to be available for this game.
Correct.
But all your big stars, really, are ready to roll for tonight's game. And, yeah, it's a rematch of the AFC title game in which you went into their building and beat them. And they're obviously been sulking all offseason over that. Zay Flowers, something he's been dealing with all offseason, the fumble. Like, all of that is a real thing going into this game. But if you're a Chiefs fan, you get to witness a banner go up again at Arrowhead. And that, let's not forget how crazy that is in its own right.
It does look exactly the same, the banner, but it is kind of nuts because we just talked about this. The fandom part of it is just very different. You grew up, I grew up, everybody in Kansas City for the most part, unless your kid's like, I don't know, 10, grew up in an era of football where the Chiefs were the lovable loser, the team you loved, but was never going to give you your dream. You were just going to have to watch them not win a playoff game for like 20 years. Then finally get Alex Smith and maybe start occasionally winning a playoff game, but not going deep in it or suffering ultimate defeats. And now what we're talking about is a quarterback who's entering year 8. He didn't start his first year, so he started 7 years. He's been in 4 Super Bowls. He's won 3 of them. He's got 2 MVPs. I mean, just the complete energy around what this team has been in their history versus what they are now brings us back to the pinnacle. And yeah, last night, it's kind of nice to maybe get to stick it to the Ravens again. Last year's game was weird because while they were the defending Super Bowl champions and we felt good, Chris Jones was sandwiched between his two agents. Travis Kelce got hurt 2 days before the damn game. We didn't even know he was dating Taylor Swift yet.
We did not.
It was a whole different world in early September last year. This vibe is completely different. This is one of those like, why walk in? I'm like, they're the best team. And I think the Ravens are the second best team in the AFC. So this does feel like a foretelling a little bit of what the season's going to feel like. Does it determine all the outcome? No. But last year did too. Last year told you everything you need to know. The Lions are a real player, and the Chiefs have no wide receivers. So while maybe the first 4 weeks of the season are a bit of a liar, it told us two truths, did it not?
No, it did. And anytime you come to Arrowhead, though, especially after a season in which the Chiefs won a Super Bowl, it's always an opportunity to make a statement. I mean, heck, even when it was in Green Bay last year, it was a statement game for Jordan Love. That the Chiefs are in a spot where we give Drew a hard time about saying it's the Bengals Super Bowl. But like for every team, when they play the Chiefs, it is kind of treated like a Super Bowl because it is an opportunity for them to show how they stack up truly with the best team in football. And you're right. Heading into the season, when you look how this team is constructed, there is a clear gap in the AFC. Last year, we were like, oh, maybe it's pretty close. Like, even though they were coming off Super Bowl win last year, like, oh, it's pretty close. This year, it is, to me, a wider gap from the Chiefs to, you think it's Baltimore? I would probably agree. Maybe Cincinnati. There's a gap there.
Agreed. And bigger questions for a lot of those teams.
And the Chiefs have a chance, I think, though, in their own right to put a statement out there because, yeah, they're expected to be very good. So a win in its own right maybe doesn't do that. Like, okay, yeah, of course we know. But if the Chiefs offense tonight goes out there, Cody, in a game which they just played the Ravens, they combined for what, 27 points, the Ravens and Chiefs? Like it was a low scoring game and all that. If the Chiefs go out there tonight, of course, in a win, and they put up 30 plus somehow or get close to it, and the offense has the big play potential, even if it's one time, whether it's connecting to Xavier Worthy or whoever, we think it will be Worthy if they get a deep pass tonight with Hollywood Brown not being available.
Sure.
But if they do that, it does send, I think, a bit of a warning shot to the rest of the league. Not that they're just good. We already know that.
That they're back.
Look out. This offense, yeah. You had a chance last year to get them. This offense was 14th in points per game. This year, they're back to being a top five offense. The big play potential, yeah, you guys aren't going to be able to come up close to the line of scrimmage. You're going to have to cover your ass on the backside as well. You're going to have to worry about Xavier Worthy going deep. That, to me, is the message they have a chance to send tonight to the rest of the league.
The first 2 weeks of the season, they're at home. They get unlimited rest for the first week, and then they get 10 days rest, again, at home against Cincinnati, but can take out two of the biggest contenders for the one seed, for the AFC, whatever. So if they start this 2-0, and I'll remind people the stat I gave you yesterday, Patrick Mahomes is 5-1 in season openers with 295 yards passing and 2.5 touchdowns per game in those starts. It's actually almost 3 touchdowns per game. It's 20 touchdowns to one singular one interception in opening games. He's been dominant. He would have been 6-0 in week one games if it weren't for Kadarius Toney's terrible hands last year. And yeah, they are without Hollywood Brown. I'm not going to say that's not an absence. That was supposed to be their number two wide receiver going into the year. And he's a guy who suffered injuries. So you get fearful of any injury that starts a year, even if it's a freak one to start this year with the sternoclavicular, whatever. But still, I just feel so much. I feel better about this year's team than I did going into last year. Maybe it's because they won 2 Super Bowls in a row. But fundamentally, well, they lost LeJarius Sneed, they lost Willie Gay, but they're still a really good team.
I think you feel better because you just said it, that Hollywood Brown is hurt, but yet we all still feel really good about the wide receiver room. And I know there was a point during training camp a year ago where we thought it would be fine too, but this is different. Rashee Rice is a returning receiver, knows this offense. We know that the suspension question is now put off till the end of the season, right? So you don't have that anymore. He can just go out there and focus on playing football. And he was a 900-yard receiver last year. So that guy's returning. We know that works in this system. We hadn't seen Kadarius Toney have success really in this system heading into week one last year, but people thought it was going to happen and it didn't. We know Rashee Rice has had success in the system. We obviously know Travis Kelce is Travis Kelce and he's healthy, as you pointed out. So without Hollywood Brown, you still feel way better about the wide receiver room entering this game than you did a year ago because there's some proven guys in this system out there. Worthy's the question mark, but a question mark in a good way, right? It's the anticipation and the excitement. We're going to talk more about him throughout the show a little bit later on when Dane and Hughes joins us and get a wide receiver's perspective as Dane joins us at noon today. But the question mark for Worthy, don't you agree? It's the excitement question mark in a way, right?
Yeah, I think that still you and I discuss this, temper expectations almost all the time for rookie wide receivers. If you think he's going out there and having 800 yards receiving this year, you have probably aimed too high. But every third game, can he catch 2 for 65 and one of those was a 50-yard touchdown or brought him down into the red zone? That's what I'm looking for to him. Mecole Hardman's rookie year, maybe 550, 600 yards would feel like a massive win. But he and Hollywood Brown combined change the offense back to what we want the offense to be, which is an offense that goes deep. You and I both know that this offense has gotten closer and closer to line of scrimmage each of the last 4 years consecutively. And I do not think it's an accident that that's happened in conjunction with none of their wide receivers since Tyreek Hill being a person who spreads the field out. That's not even Rashee Rice's game. Like, Rashee Rice, a really good rookie year. He's a very good wide receiver, and I expect him to have a big season. But he isn't the, I'm going to get the ball 45 yards down the field guy. That's not how he earns his money. And so Xavier Worthy's excitement comes with the fact that, oh my God, maybe the deep passing game will come back. Something I've desperately missed, for being honest. I want to see Mahomes throw 70 yards again, don't you?
I do, and look, tonight, you know there's something. There's something for Xavier Worthy. I don't know if they're connecting on a 60 or 70 yarder, but I'll be honest, the first time he catches the ball and it's even a 20 plus yard gain, if that's what, that I think will be a great sign for what the future holds for Worthy and
what's
for
his longest reception prop at tonight? I haven't bet it
a week ago, 20 and a half.
20 and a half.
I'm on the over. I think Dusty is as well. It's part of a parlay. We'll give our bets in the 1 o'clock hour today, but yes, I am on the over 20 and a half for Xavier Worthy.
Okay. I'm just curious. Didn't know what the number was on.
That number sound right, though, like to you? Do you think that's about... I mean, again, it's an unknown because he hasn't played in the NFL yet, but knowing at camp the emphasis right away to get him involved and to test basically the deep passing game, if you will, it was Worthy every single time taking deep shots.
I watched 80% of every training camp this year, and there was not a single training camp practice that went by that the ball did not attempt, at least, to go in the air to Xavier Worthy, I would say in most cases, long past 20 yards, Gold. So I think they'll try it. The question is really, will they complete it? They will absolutely throw a ball that has a chance to be completed for more than 20 yards tonight to Xavier Worthy. 100%, no questions asked. I have zero doubt. I just, you know, will it be complete? We'll see. I like the bet for that reason, sure.
Yeah, Rashee Rice, I think he's around 60 and a half, 65 and a half receiving yards, and you just base it off of Hollywood Brown's tweet. He says to Rashee Rice yesterday on Twitter, his performance will feed families tomorrow. He's feeding your family with his performance tonight, okay?
How's that work? Like, I should bet it so that I can buy groceries?
Correct.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So how much am I supposed to, like, my normal grocery bill, just to be
you
clear,
do that
for the Taft family? I mean, like most people, it might be $150 a week. So you're telling me to feed my family for the next week, I got to bet 150 yards on Rashee Rice's over?
Just telling you what Hollywood Brown had to say about Rashee Rice's performance.
Is he telling me to bet $150 in the Chiefs?
He is not telling you to bet. That is what I'm inferring from it. Oh. You know, he's telling you that he's about to have a huge game.
Actually, like this. This is the inverse of Rasheed Wallace telling me he needs to feed his family.
Yeah.
He's telling you Rasheed will do it for you.
Mm-hmm. 60 and a half is the yardage total for one Rashee Rice tonight.
I think he's a 1,200 yard receiver this year, so that's not out of the question.
Over at Fan.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.